From NPR and WBUR, I'm Lisa Mullins in for Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. And we're keeping watch on that prison break in upstate New York. Police in Vermont, where the search was expanded yesterday, now say there is no credible threat there. But Vermont Governor Peter Shumlin spoke today about how his state is working with New York on the case.
Obviously, we're going to use good common sense and not panic in this situation. We do have to be vigilant, and it's going to require us all to work together to try get these two men back behind bars. We are following every significant lead that we can, and I know that Governor Cuomo is doing the same on the New York side of the lake.
That's, of course, Lake Champlain up there between the two states. And Lisa, people here in Boston know what it's like to be told to shelter in place and to lock up. That's what happened in the days after the Boston bombing and the search for the bombers here.
That's right. And in upstate New York today, police are going door to door in Katyville near Plattsburgh, a few miles from the Clinton Correctional Facility. That is the maximum security prison where convicted killers Richard Matt and David Sweat escaped over the weekend. Bloodhounds have reportedly picked up some scents in the area. Brian Mann is the Adirondack Bureau Chief for Here and Now contributor, North Country Public Radio. Brian, what is the latest that you're hearing from police about the manhunt?
Yeah, it's really intensified overnight near Dannemora and into a nearby community called Katyville. They have residents there sheltering in place. They've closed off the area and are really going, you know, door to door, weapons drawn. It's very intense right now. There's a lot of hope that this lead turns out to be the one.
Well, what happened to take the search from Vermont, where it was for the past couple of days, back to the perimeter of the prison and the towns right around the prison?
Yeah, see, this is just the situation they're facing. They do not know where these men have gone, and they've been following leads. Some of those have indicated that they might be in Vermont. Others have suggested that they might be far afield in Canada or Mexico. In recent days, there have been new tips, new leads that suggest that they might not have been able to flee very far from the prison. And so we've seen a real renewal of this effort right here, right around the correctional facility.
Well, you're talking about tips there. Where is the information coming from? And I imagine that they have to try and sync that information with what they're getting from the bloodhounds who are supposedly on the scent of these escapees.
Yeah, they're getting tips from the public. They're hearing from people who are seeing people in their backyards. One tip, people saw some two men along a country road. And what they're saying is that they just have to follow all of these. And they're not just sort of checking them out. They're landing on each of these tips with boots on the ground, with really intensive effort. And that's made it hard for us as reporters to sort of distinguish between which of these are sort of real strikes, real strong leads, and which are just, scared local residents, calling 911. This report overnight and today seems to be stronger. There seem to be indications that this might be better information, perhaps some physical evidence. And as you say, the bloodhounds catching a scent. We're still waiting to see if that pans out.
I wonder what the terrain is like there as well, because we know that CNN is reporting that authorities have found a footprint. They have found a food wrapper in the area not too far from the prison. What do you know about that? And what can you tell us about the conditions under which the search is going on? We know it rained in the area. How much has that hindered the hunt?
Yeah, the weather conditions have been very difficult for these searchers. It has rained, and that makes the scent that the dogs are trying to follow more difficult. Physical evidence, like these food wrappers that have reportedly been found, they're going to have to sort out whether that's tied to this case at all. There have been a lot of false alarms so far. And I have to say, again, this is just extremely difficult terrain. This part of the northern Adirondack Mountains, dense forests, swampland, old farm fields, and a lot of abandoned buildings, and they're having to approach each of those buildings as if it might be the one where these very dangerous men are holed up. So they're approaching them, guns drawn, high vigilance. This is a slow process, and we just don't know from one sort of incident to the next whether this is the lead that will pay off.
What are you hearing from local people who are now sheltering in place, staying home?
Yeah, this has been frightening, exhausting. The local school district is closed today because there were concerns about the safety of the children. And obviously, those families are very alarmed. They're ready for this to end. And I have to say, this has also been very difficult for the searchers. These guys have been out in this dense terrain, this difficult weather, for 6 days now. And it's wearing on everyone. But they have to keep this pressure on. They have to keep searching. And so hopefully it'll end soon.
Okay. Brian Mann, Adirondack Bureau Chief for Here and Now, contributor, North Country Public Radio. Thank you.
Thank you.